Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dale Gross, and he is the president of the Nishna Valley Shrine Group here. Good morning to you, Dale.
How are you?
I am good, and I know you're pretty excited about the event that's happening tonight.
Tonight, that's right.
We want to remind folks, I hope people know what's going on tonight. But this is a reminder, if you don't know.
It's kind of you to do this.
Well, we will enjoy having you come in. So, of course, we're talking about the chicken noodle dinner. So tell us time and place, that important stuff.
Important stuff. First of all, it's at the Catholic Parish Center, and we really appreciate their help in getting this put together because the facility is wonderful. So just a little bit west of the theater, beautiful downtown Atlantic. Okay, it is tonight. It starts at 4:30. And we will be serving until about 7:30 or until we run out, so to speak.
And occasionally that happens.
It does. It does.
And I think that's good.
And yes. we serve chicken and noodles, and I'll talk more about the noodles. Those are homemade. Those are made here in beautiful Cass County, Iowa. Chicken and noodles, and it's over mashed potatoes, and we have coleslaw, and we have two types of vegetables, and we have homemade pies. I know that it's been apple season, so my wife has made four apple pies and apple crisp and stuff like that, and a drink.
And it's all for $10 for adults?
$10 for adults, and the kids, 4 to 10 are $5, and if they're under 4, they're not going to eat a whole lot, so they're free.
It might surprise you, but that's the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan anyway. And, you know, I want to make a comment there is that this is for the Shrine, and the comment that I would make is that there's nothing wrong with if somebody has an aspiration to donate a little bit more because it is really for the kids. And all of the money, by the way, goes to the Minneapolis Children's Hospital, and that's basically an orthopedic hospital. Half of the funds are given credit to our Nishna Valley Shrine Club, and then the other half is to our Women's Auxiliary Group. So, and they contribute a whole lot, as you can imagine, Leilani.
Lots of work.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, and I'm sure people do, you know, maybe they just put a $20 bill in there or whatever. Whatever you have, maybe it's just whatever extra in the pot, whatever. You know, we're going to talk more about this, of all the good things that happen with this money. But I think let's do mention, you know, you mentioned this was homemade noodles, and they are just unbelievable. You could even buy some of those to take home.
Yes, yes. And they do. People come in and buy two or three and freeze them and then pull them out. Joyce has 5, 6, 7 in the freezer.
All season long, you can enjoy those noodles.
We have tried to find something that might taste as well because it's so labor-intensive what we do. I mean, we go through, there's 600 pounds of these noodles that we have made.
600 pounds.
And I don't know how many pounds, 50-pound bags of flour and evaporated milk and eggs. And by the way, a lot of this is donated by different area businesses. And, you know, without our community, it'd be tough to do something like this.
And then, of course, there have to be those, I'm going to say, experts who make the noodles.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what? I shouldn't even say this, but I've never made noodles.
It's interesting to watch. Russ McNeese pours the flour and the oils and the vinegars and all that kind of stuff together, and he's got a little mixer that goes there, and then it goes over to Gary Newton, and he basically balls them up into just the right amount, and then they run them through a roller, and they sprinkle that with flour, and then it goes next door to his wife, Lucy, and I'm just envisioning this at this point.
Right.
And Lucy is there. She's got a hand crank, and she rolls these things through there, and they're pulling it out on the bottom, and then they're put on a floured tray. And then they go over, and we have tables of these noodles laid out to dry.
You have to have, yes.
And there's about 18 of us slave people that lay them out.
Okay.
Just like toothpicks.
Yes.
And then they dry for 3 days, and then they're ready to go.
Ready to cook up for chicken and noodles or ready to package to sell?
Yes.
Yes. So I know a lot of people who've been there take home those noodles. And, you know, Dale, this has been going on for a while. Do you have a clue as to how many years?
Quite
a few years. So I know there are a lot of people who, when they hear the date, right away, they put it on their calendar. They can't hardly wait for chicken and noodle dinner.
It's tonight, folks.
Yes, it's tonight. But there are probably a few people in town who are new in town or, you know, for some reason haven't been able to come. If they haven't, this is the night to come. Another thing I think we should talk about is carryouts. I mean, people say, I can't come. I can't be there. I have something else.
Yep. Grab a pencil and paper, folks, at this point. I'll give you some cell phone numbers. We have, I'm going to be at the front door, and people call in, and I will take a note on what you would like, what type of pie, or what type of vegetable, and we package it, and when you get there, it'll be ready for you to go. The types of people, businesses. I know that Nishna Valley Cycle out here, they come in, and Annette picks up like 6, 8, 10 boxes, and she takes it back out, and they buy them. Farmers in the field. You know, right now we've got some people that are out there working real hard, and hey, instead of cooking a meal, it's really cool to put one of these together and hand it to somebody in a combine. And so the farmers are there. The businesses downtown, lots of people come in right after things are closed and take it home.
And I'm thinking there may be some people who can't get out, so their family members take it to their home, wherever they are.
Yeah.
And what a joy that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think food is such a message in a way, and knowing that local people have done this, that's a warming thought when that's delivered to you, going, yeah, this is something that,
yeah. I'm rubbing
yummy in the tummy, for sure. Now, let's talk a bit about, you said that the local group gets credit, and the most of this money goes to Minneapolis. But let's talk about the other hospitals and the other things that Shriners do with this money. This is so important.
Really important. And I'm going to read a quote on what this is all about. The Shrine provides care beyond cost, or care above the cost of the treatment. I quote, "We are committed to providing the best care for children in our specialty areas of orthopedics, burn care, spinal cord injuries, cleft lip and palate disfigurations, regardless of a family's ability to pay." So if anybody knows of somebody that has a problem with one of these disabilities.
And that's for children 18 and younger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so it's and I use my example of my grandson.
Right.
And that's how I got involved in 2003. He was burnt in a fire. And 75% third-degree burns. And the surgeon, the burn care center in Kansas City, gave the statistics, and it was not good. But he said, and I quote, I'm shaking now, the quote, he says, "Dale, as soon as we have him stabilized, the Shrine Hospital out of Galveston will have a Learjet at Midtown Apartment to take him to Galveston." That jet showed up at 9 a.m. the next morning, and my daughter and Spencer got on the plane, and they were off to Galveston for 6 months.
Gives me goosebumps.
Every time I think about what they did, and the care that she had a place to stay, she had food, and then, of course, the family, we got involved a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. So there's the great care for children, and then that support for the family members in terms of a place to stay, food, and as you say, and you know, especially with any children, they want a parent there to be supportive. So
mm-hmm.
That's just, to me, it's almost unbelievable what they do.
I can't believe it. I really can't believe it at this point.
Yes. So as you've mentioned, there's a number of areas and. And I'm guessing, you know, maybe there's a child who's 12 or 15 who they didn't know about this, who still needs some help. That it's not too late.
They will evaluate, and we basically go through the Altoona office, but we can get them in touch with somebody. If somebody has a question, they can touch base with any Shriner. I don't care if it's in Des Moines, Kansas City, if they have friends in Los Angeles.
Okay. So, anywhere. Now, you said to people to get their pencil and paper out because you want to give some phone numbers.
Yeah. I want to just pass on. Thanks for all the scouts and the church groups and the high school honor societies that have helped us. Jane, just plain people that want to help cook or cut pies or wash dishes, if they're interested, call Julia McNeese, and we'll let them come in and help. The pencil, if you want to call your orders in, this is a cell phone, 249-6961. And in case you're writing really well, the second phone number is 249-3248.
Okay, remember, tonight, starting at 4:30, going to 7:30, And you can order out for chicken and noodles and support this wonderful cause.
If somebody wants to help me wash dishes about 8 o'clock, my cell phone number is.
Or if anybody wants to help anytime, as you've mentioned, just call up and offer. Yeah, thanks so much, Dale Gross, for being here with us. And until next time, here's the thought. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, and leave the rest to God.